Gates, Clinton, Obama. We now know, we have incontrovertible evidence. We have all this evidence that the Obama administration assisted the Clinton campaign, just as I told you during the Ukraine gate, exactly what I told you, that there was a meeting in 2016, very similar to the one that happened in 2017, and that there was a Democrat National Circus staffer there, a member of the Ukrainian diplomatic corps, creepy Joe Biden, Barack Hussein Obama. What did they discuss? Digging up dirt. What was the plan? If Trump was the nominee, what were they going to do? They hatched this plan and this scheme for the little black book and for the now totally discredited Steele dossier. So this was to stop Trump's election and ensure Hillary's. Why do these people lust after this power so desperately? So desperately. Folks, it's all about control. As I have been saying, as my instincts kicked in and have been saying all along here about the corona hoax, this is a designed hit on middle-class business owners. I want you to understand this. It is a designed hit on middle-class business owners. When Gavin Newsom goes out there, with the exception of Elon Musk and a couple others, we'll get into that in a moment. When Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, goes out there and says, these businesses can reopen, but these can't. Who's he targeting usually? He's targeting the little guy. Yesterday, Emperor Anti-Pope, Emperor Bel Edwards the Worst, told relieved Louisianans that they can leave their houses and house arrest Thursday at 12:01 a.m. You know, we ought to have a party. We ought to have a ding dong, the witch is dead. Da, 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 da. We ought to have a party because Emperor Edwards, seeing that the legislature was about to sue him, I guess, is going to slightly back off and is going to end the stay home, stay safe executive order. But note, a restaurant is only able to open up, and most small business shops, little guy now, are only able to return to business at 25% capacity. 25% capacity. What are you going to do with 25% capacity? Here, ask yourself this question. Why would you even bother? I built my place and I had this amount of square footage because I need that amount of square footage so that I can have that amount of clientele and then I can keep this place open. If I'm operating at 25%, that's operating at a loss. That is by design. That is by definition an assault on the little guy, on a small business owner. Why would you do it? So what's the business owner left with? He has a choice. One, he can say, you can go pound sand. I'm going to open my doors, and if the cops come in, well, then I guess they can find me or whatever. I keep expecting that someone in parishes, counties, we call them parishes, that some attorneys general will come out and will do what a couple of others have done in other states and say, I'm not going to prosecute these. If you bring these cases up here, I have this one here. I have two. I meant to get to these yesterday. Here's a headline. Helen, we won't prosecute stay-at-home order violations. Grundy County State's Attorney Jason Helen delivered a message on his Pride Book page last Wednesday. During the message, Helen said that his office will not be filing charges that come from violating government. This is from Illinois. So, Aaron, this applies to you. Governor J.B. Pritzker's extension of the stay-at-home order, which was originally issued March 20th and extended to April the 23rd, and now Pritzker wants it to run through March the 30th. These are blue state Democrat governors enjoying screwing with you. That's what this is. This is a bunch of little tyrant dictators who are enjoying this stuff, and they know what the payoff is. They know what the end game is. The end game is Shamdemic 2.0, which is going to launch sometime in October, just in time for the elections. And guess what? You don't get to leave your house to go vote for Don John of Manhattan if you live in a blue state that he carried in 2016. We ought to be able to see now that this is the plan. By the by, a court, just as I told you, a federal court has sided with the state of South Carolina in enforcing its exceptions. You only have a couple of exceptions for a mail-in ballot rule for the primaries. That there was a court case. And I told you that the courts traditionally go with what the state law says, not whoever's filed the lawsuit that wants, you know, illegal aliens to be able to vote without driver's licenses and what have you here. A rare instance is a state court in Kansas, I think, that actually, and I think that that case will be appealed, and that ultimately that stupid decision will be overturned. It needs to be, but that the courts generally side with what the state law says because that's what the Constitution says. You open that can of worms up. Well, you know, look, folks, for all practical intents and purposes, ding dong, the union's dead. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ding dong, the wicked union's dead because the wicked union is dead. I mean, it died at Appomattox in 1861. We're just a long way away from acknowledging it. During the message, Helland said that his office will not be filing charges that come from violating Governor Pritzker's extension. He said, quote, a lot of people had questions about the enforceability of the stay-at-home order, criminal liability, businesses reopening in the area, and things of that nature. Helland said that all of the state's attorneys in Illinois received a memo from the appellate prosecutor's office. He explained that if anyone is convicted in a criminal case, the case goes to appeal, and the appellate prosecutor's office handles those cases. We rely heavily on the appellate prosecutor's advice and on the enforceability of certain criminal offenses. We were given a memo from the appellate prosecutor's office that essentially said that their belief is the executive order that the governor entered in March is not a constitutional order. You hear that, Bell Edwards? Because somebody's going to sue your smarky, snarky, little business-killing, nursing home sentencing butt. And this one's going to get kicked out, too. Here's another. You want another one? Here you go. This is from the York Dispatch. York County District Attorney Dave Sunday said he will not prosecute alleged violations against non-essential businesses that opened early during the coronavirus shamdemic. Local businesses that aren't life-sustaining have been shuttered since March the 19th when Ten Horn dictator pro-abort Tom Wolf ordered them to close under a stay-at-home order. On Thursday, the governor extended the stay-at-home orders, with 24 counties moving to a less restrictive yellow phase, blah, 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 blah. And analyzing the ever-changing scope and application of these orders, we find that their enforcement as criminal penalties is not possible on the consistent basis required of prosecutors and law enforcement. So at least in York County in Pennsylvania, open your business. Tell the governor to go screw himself. And tell Karen when she comes in and Invasion of the Body Snatchers screams at you that... Yeah, tell Brown Shirt Brian. Oh, that was funny. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Always on air and always online at CrusadeChannel.com. Radio Free Pandemistance, what you're listening to. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Foundations Restored. This is a game changer. You people have had marvelous opportunities during the lockdowns to get caught up on some great reading and great video watching. I'm not talking about binge-watching series on Amazon. I'm talking about Foundations Restored. The answer to Darwinian and theistic evolution that uses their science and the story of Genesis to defend God's creation as God created it and as God told the authors of Genesis, or the author of Genesis, we think it's Moses, to write it down. Folks, this is indispensable stuff. And it doesn't just cover that. It covers all the reasons why Darwinism, which is one of the worst heresies, the most evil of all, has to be defeated, and how it's crept in to so many other parts of our civilization. Get Foundations Restored. Look, if you're a homeschooler, you should already have it. And by the by, you get this wonderful textbook that comes with it, and there's a teaching guide and everything else if you get the hard copy on DVD. But please use our link for the 17-DVD or 17-episode series. Go to crusadechannel.com/Adam. That's crusadechannel.com/Adam for Foundations Restored. Every time you purchase a copy, we get a commission, and that's part of our plan to stay alive and survive here as Radio Free Pandemistan. Again, our link is crusadechannel.com/Adam. Our call-in line telephone number, I want to hear from you. What's happening in where you are reopening? You people need to be buzzing my phone line if you've actually been out and actually seen or actually had a confrontation. Not sitting there behind your keyboard. I'm talking about you've actually been confronted or in a confrontation. Call me at 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Mitty's Char and I were sitting in the back patio on Saturday afternoon, minding our own business, when we heard the Mitty's Char goes, "Is that the ice cream truck?" And I went, "Can't be. This neighborhood's filled with Karens." Minute or so later, then I heard the cheesy ice cream truck music. We know, Miss K is her name. We know the ice cream truck lady. I went, "Miss K is risking her life, dude. I wonder if she's masked up and everything." I didn't go out and buy an ice cream, so I don't know. But we actually had an ice cream truck make a pass through our neighborhood. And look, it was in the neighborhood long enough to stop because I heard it stop several times. So I wonder if any Karens when I say, "You," or any Marks when I say, "You, yeah, why are you? You shouldn't be open." By the way, as a conscientious objector to Corona hoax, we are all essential. Now, let me get back to the Obamagate here and tie some of this stuff together. And I believe this story will start to emerge. And some of us, I'm going to start working on doing some writing on this and posting it at MikeChurch.com and on the Acting All Crusadery blog. Those of you that are aspiring journalists or columnist, boy, you're not going to get a better opportunity than this. Can we connect the dots between the attempt to kill Trump's election by purchasing and making deals with corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine and other deep state operatives, all the while working and winking and nodding with the Chi-Coms, with the Gates Foundation, and the Clinton Global Initiative,